From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Frustration in the outgoing Obama administration boiled over Friday when the U.S. took the unusual step of allowing a resolution against Israel to pass in the U.N. Security Council. The resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the United States had some reservations about the resolution's text.
It is because this forum too often continues to be biased against Israel, because there are important issues that are not sufficiently addressed in this resolution, and because the United States does not agree with every word in this text, that the United States did not vote in favor of the resolution.
Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, said the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
This resolution today will be added to the long and shameful list of anti-Israel UN resolutions.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called the resolution a triumph for international law.
This is a day where the international community have told the Israeli people that the way to security and peace is not going to be done through occupation and dictation, but rather through peace and ending the occupation and establishing a Palestinian state to live side by side the state of Israel on the 1967 lines.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said Friday that despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. For more, visit our website. This is VOA.